can stand against the Lord. No one, yes, Lord, and no one will. Who can stand against our King? No one. No one can, and no one. All across the room. Oh.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming on today, which is recognized as Thanksgiving Day. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day, thanking you for being with us on today. And Jesus, you know all things. As we celebrate this day, which is proclaimed to be Thanksgiving, we ask you, Jesus Christ, to be with us. We need you, Jesus Christ, more than ever, and we thank you. We ask you, Jesus, to be with us. We ask you, Jesus, to come into the midst. We know that you're here with us. You tell us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Help someone on today, Jesus, that don't know you. Let them recognize that they need you on today. Father, we ask that you feed those that don't have food on today. So, Jesus, we ask, Father, that you bring those that don't know you today. And we thank you. So we are thanking you, Jesus, for everything that you've done. We cannot praise you enough. So we say thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings to everyone on today. And today, our message will be entitled, Let's Talk About Gratefulness. As you know, on the Friday nights, I do Let's Talk About. So tonight, it's about gratefulness. We're still on today, as proclaimed as Thanksgiving Day. We're still in the day. So, we're going to give God praise on today, and every day God gets praise. So, the scripture that I'm going to be coming from, first scripture to start at, First Chronicles 23 and 30. And to stand every moment, every morning, to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. Well, you know, morning, noon, and day, night, all the time, Jesus gets the praise. And likewise at even, all the time. And to stand every morning. You know when you get up in the morning? You know when you are laying down in the evening? All the time, he gets the praises. Being grateful for everything that he does for us. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Victory definitely belongs to Jesus. Now on today with the gratefulness, instead of making a big speech, or you know, I'm not going to make a speech anyway, I'm just going to say what's needed to be said on today in this message. You know, When you think about gratefulness, you know, it makes me think also of the word gratitude. It makes me think of gratitude and grateful because you know what? They both go together. It's an everyday to be grateful. Every day to be grateful, and every day is to have gratitude. I'm not just talking about in someone. I'm talking about in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day we need to be grateful. Every day we need to have gratitude for what he has done for us. And, you know, I say sometimes I think gratefulness probably needs to be called gratitude in a way. But you know what? It has a similar effect. Gratefulness is the showing of kindness and thankfulness. And now today we're thankful for today. We're thankful for every day, not just today, but every day. And then talking about the gratitude, quality of being thankful and being ready to show appreciation. And you know what? In all of this, showing the appreciation to our God for all that he has done for us. Everything, every single thing. And, you know, as that scripture's reading, the morning, the evening, gratefulness belongs to our God for all that he's done. And when you have gratitude and you're grateful to him, you know what? Things will happen. When you're grateful, come on. Now, you know, many of us, you know how we are. You know how stubborn we can get, you know, when we want to have things our way. And just sometimes we are not grateful. We're not grateful for things that happen. Come on, you know it's true. There's been times when we just wanted to go our way and it does not because we're not grateful for the way that things went. But you know what? I'll tell you. It's not always going to happen like that. It's not always going to happen the way that we want it to happen. So we have to be grateful for what he does because he knows everything and he knows what's going to happen next. And you know, when we look at the bad and when we look at the good, you know, he knows all about it. So having gratitude and being grateful, we need to take a look at it all the time and not to forget it. We do forget things. Yeah, we do. And we need to just to practice, you know, practice gratefulness. We practice. You got to practice that too, you know. Yeah, we do. We got to practice it every day all the time. Gratefulness extends today. I'm not going to make this lengthy, but it's worth every word, every single word, every single word. Jeremiah 33:11. Listen to this. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. Can you think about it? Just think about the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, happiness, joy, gladness, voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. You know, when Jesus comes, he's coming to get his bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord. And we say, praise the Lord. We need to say, praise the Lord. All the time, we need to say praise the Lord. Not just in the house, but outside too. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Yeah, that's he is. That he is good all the time. All the time he's good. He's good. For his mercy endureth forever. You know, when you think about the mercy, when you think about the mercy that God has endured to us and give to us, you know, we need to be grateful for such. Because lots of times we know it. Sometimes, you know, that mercy, that hand of God, the mercy that he gives to us. Oh, bless his holy name, that he gives us that grace and that grace and that mercy that he gives to us. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Well, definitely bringing the praise into his house, in the house and out of the house, giving him the praise, giving him the glory and the honor. And guess what? For I will cause the return, the captivity of the land. He'll give back. God will give back. You know, he'll give back what the enemy has stolen. He'll give it back. Yeah, he will. He'll give it back. But you know, when we murmur and we complain and we don't give him praise, we don't give him glory, we don't give him honor. Oh, yes, we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful. And as at the first said the Lord, he'll give it back. He'll give it back. He'll turn it. He can turn it around because he can do it. Only he can do it. We can. He can. He could do anything but fail. Jesus Christ never fails. Gratefulness and having gratitude for what he does for us. With gratitude comes that joy that you can't stop thinking about that. The joy. This is emphasized as I'm going to just make this short to give the praise to the day for the Lord that, you know, we're thankful for him and grateful for all that he does. Yes. I'll tell you, Psalms 92 and 1. It's extended here. It's extended. It's making emphasis on this one. So I'm going to say it with the emphasis that it has. The emphasis is, it is a good thing. Oh, yes. It is a good thing to give praises unto the Lord. It is a good thing. It is a good thing to give praises unto the Lord. Yes. So good, so good, so good to give praises unto him. Bless his holy name, being grateful, give thanks unto the Lord, giving thanks unto him, ask, and to sing praises unto thy name. Hey, I will be right back. Talking about the Anchor app on today. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Give God the praise, for he surely deserves it. This is about the Anchor app. Once again, get on the Anchor app. Get on the Anchor app and see how good it is. Anchor will take you different places. You won't know till you get on it. Give it a try today. Stop holding it up. Holding it up. What Anchor can do. Anchor will take you places other podcasts won't take you. But you have to give it a try. It'll monetize you too. Oh yeah, I just like Anchor because I like it because it's fun. You can have fun with podcasting. Yeah, you can. And I like Anchor. So I want everybody to get on the Anchor app and give it a try. Well, you see that purple, that Sally used to be. No more silly signs. The squiggly signs now. See, I really missed the silly sign. But it's squiggly now. So, beautiful purple. Beautiful squiggly. So, enjoy the Anchor app. Anchor.fm. The Anchor app. Let it take you where you want to be. And it shall. Blessings to you. Hey, let me finish this up, emphasizing, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, that name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, everybody's going to bow, they're going to bow, they're going to bow to the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Gratefulness. And having gratefulness, oh Most High. It's a good thing to be grateful, to give thanks unto the Lord. Give him thanks. If you don't know Jesus on today, I admonish you to get to know him on today. Because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. Get to know Jesus on today. He knows your heart. He knows. He's calling you on today. Listen to the call. And if you come to him, give him your heart. Just let him know that you want him in your heart. Just say this prayer, the sinner's prayer. Father, I ask that you come in my heart. I believe you died for my sins. And Father, I ask that you continue, Father, to be with me. Touch me in all ways. And I ask that, Father, forgive me of my sins. And I thank you, Father, for all that you do. In Jesus' name. And if you're serious, he knows all about it. And he will lead you and guide you into all of the truth. Jesus Christ. Give him your heart today. And remember gratefulness. And be grateful in all things. Not just one thing, but everything. Give thanks unto the Lord. And be grateful for all that he has done, will do, and have done for you. And we say thank you to the Lord. Thank you. We don't thank him enough, but we praise him in victory. Victory is in him.
Yes, Lord. Oh, victorious.
Do you have victory today? Do you want victory today? Jesus is victory. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. And may the Lord bless you on today and every day. And this is November 24th, Thanksgiving 2021. And may you have a blessed, may you have a peaceful, and may you have a safe remaining of the night. Blessings to you. Be grateful. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings.
Victory belongs. There's healing here. One more time, all across the room, we sing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes, Jesus. So tell me, who can stand before us when we call? God with us, Jesus, Jesus, we have. Can we say that just one more time before the Father? Oh, oh, oh.